Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Just our ability to respond and punch back when once you get punched once and or twice. So continue to love what I see from the guys. You know, they fight, they compete, not giving up, and just play the whole game. We did it yesterday, we did it today, and we need to continue to do that.
As good as Diaz has been for you this year, just how huge was he in this one in particular?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you lose a lead there in the eighth, and then he comes in. You know, they're going to be aggressive stealing bases, but you still like your chances there. He was pretty nasty again today, you know, going through their best hitters, running at third base, two outs against Turner. He gets him, and then he's going back out against, you know, their best guy, you know, and makes it look easy. Gives our offense a chance to win the baseball game, which he ended up doing, and, yeah, it was a huge outing from him.
Tony?
Why do you think the offense has been able to really turn a corner these past week or so the way that it has?
Yeah, I feel like we've been swinging the bat for, I don't know, the whole month or, you know, or so. You know, I think continue to have good approaches, but we're seeing good results too, you know. I know it was a big topic for us with runners in scoring position, and we kept saying that we continue to hit the ball hard. We're controlling the strike zone. We're just not seeing results. Now we're getting those balls to find holes. We're using the whole field. We've seen it time after time going the other way with two outs, not trying to do too much, just staying short and trying to hit line drives as opposed to hit, you know, the ball out of the ballpark. You still want to do damage, but, you know, there's times where the game will dictate what to do in situations. So, and I feel like we've been able to do that. Guys having great at-bats, and, you know, when you create traffic, it's kind of contagious, and just, you know, continue to believe in each other, and we've done that.
Peter?
Understanding you have another one tomorrow, just what does it say about your team, the way they've kind of rose to the occasion in this huge series so far?
Yeah, I mean, where are we at now in the season? Every game is super important, every series. Our job is to continue to win series. We had an opportunity to, you know, do something here against a pretty good team that's in front of us. But again, one day at a time. You like the fight. You like how guys continue to race to the occasion, you know, but we got a lot of good teams coming up. We got, you know, we got a lot of important games, but I don't like looking too far ahead. You know, it's just one day at a time, and, you know, come back tomorrow and be ready for another game.
Dave?
Carlos, with Minaya, you started off so well, and just the pitch count got high and was getting kind of tired. What have you really seen? What did you see from him today? Was it different than sometimes past?
Or? Yeah, I really like what I saw out of him, especially with the way he was using all of his three pitches, you know, the fastball, the sweeper, and the changeup. At times, you know, the past couple of times, it's been more like four-seam and sweeper, not using the changeup as much. And I feel like today he used it effectively, and that's why he was able to get swings at the top with the fastball, chases with the sweeper. I thought overall it's probably one of the best outings we've seen from him. Yeah, the pitch count got up. But, you know, I like the outing, and I like what I saw from him today.
Joe?
Just what did you see from Helsley tonight, and was there maybe any consideration to bring out Rodgers for the eighth after he threw seven pitches?
No, with the way, if you look at the usage from him, like he's 4 out of 5 or something like that. Back-to-back off pitch yesterday, and this is not a guy that is used to pitch multiple innings. Even though he threw 7-8 pitches, you know, like, we're not going to do that to him. People got to step up. People got to do their job. And, you know, we just got to get health right, you know. Too good of a stuff for them to be taking some really good swings on fastballs, really good takes on the sliders. So we got to look back and see what we're missing him, because, you know, for teams to have comfortable at-bats like that, that's, you know, something's going on here. Like, we have to figure it out.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.